I would like our staff and our police officers here to please introduce yourselves so that we know how to address you.
Being proactive in the community is the basis of civic engagement and a functioning democracy. That's why Las Cruces residents and District 3 City Councilor Gabe Vazquez gathered for a town hall at Lynn Middle School. Vazquez, who was elected last November, held the first of what he says is a series of meetings to address community issues. He invited newly hired police chief Patrick Gallagher and a handful of officers to speak about public safety, which Vazquez says was one of his district's biggest concerns during his campaign.
There's been a lot of property crime, some violent crime, burglaries, and a lot of it unfortunately has happened in this part of this district. And so when I was thinking about what should I do for my first community meeting, it was a no-brainer to me as we have to address these immediate concerns that people have. And it gives us an opportunity to bring out our new police chief so he can meet the residents of this district who are, in my opinion, probably being disproportionately impacted by some of these crime issues here.
Being a good steward to the community is Kat Sanchez's goal. She and her partner live in the neighborhood with their four children. Sanchez says she attended the forum because public safety is a top priority for her as a parent and district member.
It's important for us to take responsibility because we're part of the community. It's not just one person's responsibility, it's not the government's, it's not just the police officers, it's everybody's responsibility.
Thousands of women nationwide participated in January marches for the second year in a row. Sanchez, who works for the women's organization Young Women United, says she and her family protested as part of their civic duty. She says getting involved matters because it's easy to complain, it's more difficult to take action.
As a female, as a Latina, a Chicana, it's also our responsibility to run for these elections. If we want to make sure that there's diversity in the city government, if we want to make sure that there's diversity at every level, we need to make sure that we're a part of that, and we've got to be visible, and we've got to go out there and run for office as well.
Civic engagement isn't limited to attending public meetings. It's about interacting with the community, and that's the aim of the Brannigan Cultural Center's new exhibit, What's Your Las Cruces? The museum wants to hear more stories from residents about the city's history, culture, and identity. The center is asking people to share their family photographs and objects to add to the display and post on social media. Curator Norma Hartel has sectioned the exhibit into five stations that showcase important people, places, and items of the Mesilla Valley.
We have some protest posters that we are hanging up, so to encourage people to, you know, maybe bring their own posters or pictures of community activism that they have done. We have also five different objects in our object section that includes a dress, a military jacket, a metate, a bracelet, and that's just to encourage people to tell their story of objects that they may have of Las Cruces.
Community participation is key to growing the exhibit. Hartel says the museum wants to preserve the stories of people living in the Mesquite Historic District to Mesilla. She says heritage is important, and when people bring in objects like the metate, which is a mortar and pestle, it tells a more complete story of the region.
It's symbolic to a lot of Latino communities because that's where you grind your corn, and essentially for my family, that's where you'd make your tortillas from.
One of the museum's visitors is Stevie Paz. Paz was born and raised in Las Cruces and graduated from New Mexico State University. Paz says art has been a fixture in her life since she was a child.
So I'm Mexican. I was raised here in Las Cruces, and a lot of it is mostly religious art. So my grandmother had pictures of the Lady of Guadalupe, the Virgin Mary, you know, all throughout the house, statues, everything like that. So I grew up pretty normalized to those types of religious art.
Paz works at NM Cafe, a faith-based community activist group. She says she was drawn to the display's political theme.
Oh, what sticks out about it is, you know, my coworker Ioana Bencomo is featured in the activism piece of the exhibit. And I think it portrays, you know, a lot of women that are getting involved in activism, politics, you know, especially in the climate that we're in. And it's important for women of color, you know, to have that voice and to have, you know, opinions about what's going on and to be able to express that.
Vazquez says for him, civic engagement includes following up on the pledges he made to residents during his campaign and listening to their concerns.
And that's what keeps people engaged, because once they don't believe or have trust in their elected officials, then they become more reluctant to engage because they believe that their voice doesn't matter.
Meetings like this allow voices to be heard. And some hope more people will also be heard at the ballot box. Women's marches this year used the theme Power to the Polls, with a goal of registering 1 million new voters. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.